Please hold while we transfer you. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance.
Thank you for choosing Shaw. This is Lindsay speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. I wanted to set up an appointment to cancel my account.
Okay. What's your account number? And the name on the account?
Jesse Willis.
Okay. And why are you wanting to cancel your account, Jesse?
They're raising the prices and there's cheaper alternatives, so.
Okay, just hold the line. I'm going to get you straight through our disconnection department.
All right.
Thank you.
Please hold while we transfer you. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance. Your call has been transferred to the customer service department and may be recorded for quality or training purposes. Please hold for the next available agent. Thank you.
Thank you for choosing Shaw. This is Denise speaking. How can we help you?
Hi, this is the Disconnection Service Department.
Yes, this is.
Okay. I was hoping to set up an appointment later this month for disconnection.
Okay, can we just get your home phone number or your account number? What we'll do is pull it up and we'll go there together.
Sure.
Okay?
Yep. It's...
Okay, just give me one second here, and I'll have that pulled up in no time.
Thanks.
And your first name, please.
Jesse, J-E-S-S-E.
Okay, Jesse. And your address, just to confirm that I have the right account in front of me.
Yep, it's Unit 102-2978 Burlington Drive, Coquitlam.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much. And I'm Denise, just to let you know, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, now you have the high-speed internet. Oh, no problem. Is everything working okay for you?
Oh, you know, I had a problem earlier. Maybe it was yesterday or the day before, but that's not really the reason. It's just, it says effective September 1st, they're raising my rate to $55 a month. I know that there are other options, so I'm going to go with one of those.
Okay. Have you ever thought of maybe just changing your internet package? Because you're on our older internet package. We do
yeah.
what we call the high-speed 10 for 45. Are you a student?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Teacher, not a student.
Okay. You're the second teacher that has said that today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah, she's
we're all on vacation right now. That's why.
Yeah.
Dealing with
lucky
this
you.
Of, yeah.
Yeah, so we do have the high-speed 10 is a different internet speed, but it is a new packaging, and it is $45 a month.
Yeah, my understanding is that I am on a legacy older system, and that might be why they're trying to increase. But my understanding also is that the legacy 10 is actually worse than what I have in terms of upload download speed.
No, because I can tell you that the upload speed, okay, the upload speed is 512 kilobytes. The data transfer is for the new high-speed 10, okay, is 125 gigabytes data transfer. And the download speed is up to 10 megabytes. Let's just see what your data transfer is.
I just did a speed test, and I got 14.7 for downloads. So
wow.
The
and
downloads,
you're always...
Yeah, it's already better than what it should be.
Yeah,
I think.
And you're way over your internet usage every month because you have 120.
Yeah, I have no idea about that because I've never – it's been – I mean, I set this account up when I moved into this apartment, which has got to be about 15 or 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember anything about when I set it up, so I don't know what, like,
yeah.
What is it showing is my, like, my...
Average?
Yeah, I guess.
Your average usage is supposed to be 125. Your average usage is about, depending on the nice side, about 550.
Five.
High side, 600 gigabytes, yeah. So it's totally opposite of what it
yeah.
should be.
It's because I've got a roommate as well, so...
still, that's an awful lot because we very
1%
of all of our customers see that. So really, you should be on the broadband 100. Even the broadband 100 is not enough gigabytes for what you use.
Yeah.
Even the broadband 100 at 400 gigabytes, broadband 50 is 400 gigabytes. Broadband 100 is 500 gigabytes, and you're still over that.
Yeah.
A month.
I think
with any other provider, you're definitely going to be charged huge.
Well, looking at TechSavvy, they have unlimited, so.
Okay, that would be the best way, only way to go, because with this,
$10 cheaper. Well, I think they just came into the area recently.
Okay.
Because
with this, I'm surprised that your internet hasn't been slowed down for you to prompt a call.
Yeah, I was wondering about how that worked exactly, because
Usually the third month consecutively will slow down your internet to get you to prompt a call, but you're actually 6 months. It only shows me 6 months at a time.
And every month I'm consistently over.
Oh, yeah. Double, triple.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I had a feeling that it was something like that. But it's so lack of detail on my Shaw bill. It's good to talk to somebody. It's whenever I'm calling you, it's usually to fix the... you know, the router's gone offline or whatever, but they just call it high-speed internet. It doesn't have, like, any numbers after it. So is that, like, a million-year-old plan? Do you know exactly
the
archaeology on this?
Yeah, the high-speed internet is 7.5, okay? And if you're getting 14, you're just getting a better speed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know we want to tell you, you know, roughly what it is, but, I mean...
Yeah.
Sometimes you end up getting more. You know, it's just a perk, and the high-speed 10 would be more. But really, I couldn't even sell you the high-speed 10 looking at your things. You'd have to go to the broadband 50 or the broadband 100 with us.
I'm just going to check out your website. Just hang on a second here, because I don't even know what those look like. Going to internet.
Okay.
And internet packages, is that where I'm looking?
Let me just take a look.
Oh, yeah, high-speed 10, high-speed 20, 50, 100. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have an unlimited?
No.
Oh.
And that's why I'd be surprised if the other company does, because we've never heard of a company that has unlimited. Ever.
TechSavvy.com. They're big in Ontario. I think they're new out here. They've got something called TechSavvy Extreme Cable 25 Unlimited and offers speeds up to 25 megabytes down, 2.5 megabytes up, unlimited bandwidth, and $44.95 a month.
I will be surprised if you get that. I would love to know if you get that. I'm definitely going to check out that website. You said TechSavvy.com, right?
Yeah.
Is it two B's in it?
I think it's two A's. Oh, yeah, two V's. Yeah.
Two V's? Okay. That's why I could...
I've heard quite a lot of good things about them because of their... They don't do... They're only telephone and cable. They don't have, like, all the other, you know, like, television stuff. So they're focused on internet. I guess even with the name TechSavvy, it's kind of... idea...
Okay. So then what we'll do is when we do close in the account, okay, we do require 30 days notice. It's industry standards.
Okay.
So you are going to have the service up until September the 14th.
All right.
Okay. Well, yeah, and even when I went on that website, I got a thing saying don't go on it, so I can't go on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably just, you know, internal Shaw stuff rather than... I don't think
But we have a lot of filters and stuff on our work.
Yeah, sure.
No.
There's no unlimited package at all?
None. Huh. And that's why I'll be shocked if you actually get the unlimited with them. Yeah, I would definitely.
I was talking with them a few minutes ago, and it seemed to be not an issue.
Definitely check the fine print, though.
Absolutely.
On the webpage, always check the fine print.
EXO?
What?
EXO? EXO?
Oh, EXO gives us, we have our EXO starter bundle, for example, where you can get your TV service. It starts with a basic TV service, and then you kind of add on per theme group. You can adjust your internet package for the high-speed 10, high-speed 20, broadband 50, broadband 100. You can go with a basic phone or the full phone, and we can sort of customize it where it ends up being a great package for you.
When you're talking phone, you're talking about landline, right? Like home phone?
Of course, yeah. We don't do cell phone.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I just wanted to be sure because I don't have a home phone or a TV. All right. So you said September 14th?
Yeah. What I'm doing here is I'm just processing this for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're still going to have the internet until then.
Right.
And then after that, you own the modem, so there's nothing to return as well.
They said to get that... The 25 download package, I guess they call it the 25. I need to get a better modem because the one I've got is not going to do it.
Well, the 25 will do your modem.
Do yours. I need a DOCSIS.
You're talking about the broadband 100 or the broadband 50?
The one I'm looking at, yeah, it's the right one, is called TechSavvy Extreme Cable 25 Unlimited. And they said to get that, you need to have one of the DOCSIS 3.0 modems. And
yeah.
There's only two, Thomson and a Motorola. And they're, I think I've got the older Motorola or the lower.
The one that you have,
here.
This one, yeah, this thing here that you have will not do, first of all, it's a Shaw, so it won't work with any other provider.
Okay.
Okay, number one. Number two, the modem, the DOCSIS 3, is to do anything over, usually, well, we use it anything over 50.
Right.
Like 50 and over, you have to use it. 25 under with us.
Yeah,
it's
about $100.
The same modem that you have. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, $98 plus tax.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a Wi-Fi modem router in one, okay? But it's usually per company that they have it. Okay, so it's not like as if you can use it here to there. It's not like the router that you have as if you have a D-Links or something like that. It's not quite, doesn't work the same.
Can I use it with I already have a router. Can I use it with my router? Because my router's got a whole bunch of ports for all the different Ethernet cables.
With us, yes. With our Wi-Fi, with our wireless 50, no, because you already have one. It's a router and one. Router and modem in one with the other one. No, you won't need it.
Oh, okay.
It'll work the same way for the $98 one.
Right. Yeah.
You won't need it. Yeah. Unless it's a different one that like I don't work for that company, but it's,
yeah, obviously.
If it's the same one that I'm thinking that we use, yeah, then you wouldn't need it because it's all in one.
Yeah, I prefer to have unless it. I have a feeling I want a separate router just because I have.
You might not be able to.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, well, when you go to DOCSIS 3, you might not be able to. With us, you can't.
Yeah,
just to let you know.
I have to get a switch.
Yeah, so that's it. So basically, you're going to have service up until September the 14th?
Right.
Okay, so basically, nothing's going to change. You just have your last bill of $58.24.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you ever do decide to come back to Shaw, I would suggest that you do the broadband 50 or broadband 100. And Yeah. The difference is the broadband 50 is $70. The broadband 100 is $80.
Yeah, it's a lot more.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying check the fine print in the other one because they do say unlimited, they could say unlimited up till in the fine print, and then anything after that could be so much. And that's where a lot of people do get charged.
Right.
So and because you are looking at about, like I said, you were at
$550.
Yeah. Well, $550 was your average.
Okay.
You went up as far as $591 was your highest.
What?
Your average,
do you have my uploads as well? Because I do a lot of uploading as well.
Yeah, but it just gives me a graph. It doesn't give me the amounts
each. See.
Yeah, that's where the problem is. It just gives me like the total of the uploads and the downloads. Your streaming usage isn't very much. The download.
No, it's almost nothing streaming.
Right. Exactly. And see, that's what I'm seeing here. And you still see it 125 the most, and really about 1% of the people actually use even 125.
Yeah, I know I'm not the average user.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we're glad that you enjoyed the Shaw service. If there's anything that we can do in the future, by all means, you let us know, okay?
Yeah, I think we're good. But you don't happen to know why they were increasing it, do you?
Well, we have a rate increase once a year. Every provider has
a rate increase
once a year.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, and everything does. Your hydro, your gas, your whatever.
It's not always a rate increase. Sometimes it's a rate decrease.
No, this is simply a rate increase because we want to get everybody else. You know, everybody, we have a rate increase once a year, and this is it. And we're hoping that, you know, people would go back to the new packaging because everything's going on the new packaging, you know.
Yeah.
But if you like the old packaging, you're welcome to stay on it. But still, you were getting a really good deal, value for your money.
That's what I'm thinking. It's just the, you know, because I think I am getting a good deal, and I know other people are, you know, they're not using anywhere near the cap, so I'm kind of like the guy who goes to the library and checks out every book, and they're like the person who doesn't ever go to the library, but they're still paying their taxes, you know, it's the same.
Yeah.
You know, they like to know that the library's there, and maybe they drive by it and smile, and that's their use of it.
But you must spend a lot of time on the computer.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Because I can honestly say I haven't come across that much usage in my 5 years at Shaw.
Oh, really?
Yep.
No, I can't be that extreme because.
Well, especially when you're consistent. Like I can see people going up and down, but you're consistently going across the board.
Well, I've got a website, and that's a, you know, a major concern.
Yeah, well, and you're enjoying it, so that was that. You know, that's something. But you know, definitely try out the other thing. As long as you're not locked into a contract, if you don't like it, you can always come back to the show.
It doesn't say. Yeah, they don't ever do no contracts, no hidden fees, no outsourcing. I've heard really good things about it, but it's new out here, and so all the people I've heard about are talking about Ontario rather than British Columbia or Vancouver area, anyways.
And is it in your area that for sure?
Yeah, well, I just talked to them and I gave them my, you know, province of BC is one of the options, and they have different options in Ontario. I guess because the way they do it, they have a Shaw or whoever owns the cable, they have to lease it to the neighbors. So if we used to have Rogers here, I guess that's when I started on Rogers because they changed the monopoly from Rogers to Shaw. And I don't know if we left, like I bet my contract is a leftover contract from Rogers.
Well, we don't have any contracts. We just do a month-to-month service. We
Okay.
No long-term contract.
Oh, that makes sense.
So our contract consists of 30 days. You have to give 30 days notice.
Right, okay.
So that's about it. So we don't do contracts. We're one of the providers that don't.
No, I was just thinking my plan. You know, the plan I signed up for however many decades, it was like a – probably 15 or 16 years ago, because I bought this apartment in, I don't know, I have 8 years left on my mortgage, probably 25-year mortgage, right? So is that 13, 14 years, something like that? No, my math's bad. I'm not a math teacher, by the way.
Yeah.
But
I like
it was
how you figure out everything, though.
Well, I don't think I have records going back that far. So 25 years minus 8 is 17. Wow. I guess the internet's been around for 17 years, right?
Yeah,
no, maybe not.
Actually, it's been around a long time. I was thinking about
the web, the internet. Yeah, the internet's been around forever.
I was thinking back because the internet has to be around for 25 years now. Because when I was pregnant for my daughter, our friend had a computer and he went on the internet and we thought that was so cool. I thought, where are you going in air? I remember thinking that. And she's going to be 26 this year, so.
Yeah. So
it's been fast.
Like 94 or something, I think was the web when it got.
When it really became, but actually you could go on the internet. She was born in when I forget how in 84. She was born in 84.
Wow.
84.
Oh yeah, the internet existed before that, but the actual web, you know, like where you got websites and stuff.
It was totally different. Yeah.
I got my Yahoo account in 97, my email account. I changed that. So.
And now, now everything's on it. You can't do anything really without it. Phones, everything.
Pretty much. We put our entire lives up on there.
Yeah. Well, I try not to.
Well, we have no choice, though. You know, you do your internet. You're not your internet. You do your banking and all that stuff. It's all online now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I canceled my what's that, bank book. You know, I used to get a bank book and take it to the bank and get it. I don't do that anymore, and I haven't missed it. In fact, it saves me having to go in there and getting it updated, so I know what's going on.
Well, you can do it by telephone now, too.
Yeah, they had telephone even, and I was sort of using that, but internet banking is really good. You can do it on your phone. So it's got a lot better.
Yeah, especially if you have an iPhone, it's so great.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to – anyways, Jesse, it was a pleasure talking to you.
On the 14th, are they going to give me a range of times?
No, it's just we don't know when it is. It's just sometime on the 14th. That'll be disconnected.
And they've got my phone number there for if they need to delay it or whatever.
No, they don't. They just what we do is but that's why we book it out a month out, because it's like the next day it'll be for the following day, and that way they just sort of do it. It's already set up in motion. So so basically after the on the 14th, it will be your last day of service.
Oh, I see. Okay, you don't even actually have to come in, do you? It's
not at all.
I don't even have to be here for it.
We just do it from the outside.
Okay. Remotely.
Okay, so you have yourself a great day.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. You're welcome. Bye-bye.